Hi, this is Brandy Faber, and I am here as part of KX93.5's Takeover Week. Thanks for having me, Tyler. If you guys aren't familiar yet, which I assume you are, we are here to raise money today for the radio station. And part of the way that I'm going to be doing that is hopefully you either call in or you go to my Facebook page, which is Brandy Faber, KX93.5's Facebook page, or their website, and make a donation. I've already got a couple donations, and I want to give a couple shout outs. One is to Tyler Russell. Thank you, Tyler. Tyler's in studio with me. He donated $100. And if you don't know, I have a little wine company with my partner, Stephen Chu and Jeff Farthing. It's called Purple Corduroy. And for every $50 donation, we're going to give that donor a bottle of wine. So Tyler, you get two bottles of wine. Congrats. And if you really want to go big, donate $500 and we will donate a case of wine to you, the donor. So call in 715-5936 to the studio or to the office at 715-4859. And I got a little theme here for my takeover. It's basically a TBT, Throwback Thursday, of mixtape soundtrack of all my favorite songs from surf movies when I was growing up. And, you know, VCRs were just coming into play at that time in sort of the early, mid, late 80s. And we would just watch these surf videos over and over and over because, you know, at that time there wasn't a lot of really good surfing for us to watch as kids. And so we're going to kick off the first song, which is by Agent Orange. The song is called Say It Isn't True. And it was in Billabong's 1987 Surf in the Summer movie, and it plays during my favorite surfer, Mark Occhialupo, segment in that movie. So here we go on KX93.5. All right, Brandy Faber back here at KX93.5, and we got a phone call from one of my favorite old-time Laguna surf buddies, Mr. Ron Sizemore. Ron, you there?
Yeah, hey, I'm here, Brandy. Why don't you just say one of your Laguna Surf buddies? You don't have to say old time. It's making me feel kind of gray. And I talked to Tyler. I said, put me down for two bottles of wine, put them on the counter, and tomorrow I'll come down and pick them up. I'm going for $100 also.
Wow, Ron, that's very generous of you. We really appreciate that. And thank you for calling in. You got any good stories for us? How's the surf today?
There's a little bit of swell running here at the Aliso. I haven't gotten into the water much. A couple of three guys were down skimming this morning. The creek was going out and everything. So I hope they had their hepatitis shots, their typhoid shots, and everything else, because I don't know how clean that creek is yet. You know, people are saying it's clean, but I've got my my belief on it that it's not quite as clean as what everybody's thinking it is. But anyway, yeah, there's a little bit of surf running, and turned out to be a nice day. And hey, if you get a chance to, those the music that you're going to play, your favorite surf movies, put it on a CD for me so I can transfer it to my computer, then I can transfer it to my headphones, and I can listen to it when I go down to the beach.
Perfect. We'll fax it to you as soon as we're done with the show, Ron.
No. Don't fax it to me. I'm not there. Just carry it around in your car. And, carry it around in your car when I see you at Brook Street or something. You can give me the CD.
Okay.
And if you don't have one, a guy turned me on to a whole bunch of them. And I know they make computers now without the CD cassette thing. So anyway, have a good day, and hope you do good in your hour.
Right on, Ron. Thanks for donating. We really appreciate it. Sit back and listen to my favorite surf tunes from growing up watching all those surf movies at Laguna Surf and Sport. Okay, so I want to give a couple other plugs. Thanks, Ron, for donating $100. Looks like Laura Buckle earlier donated $50, so there's bottle wine coming to Laura. Scott Holt also donated $100. Thank you, Scott. It's two bottles of wine for Scott. And then I also have a pledge from CJ Farley for $100. So as long as CJ donates his $100, otherwise I serve no wine before it's time in this case. But from there, we're going to go into this next song. This comes from a movie, 1982, Storm Riders. And at the time, Rabbit Bartholomew was one of the early world champions in the surf world. And they had this segment in there of him surfing at Burley Heads. And of course the song was, Down Under by Men at Work. And that song's just always stuck in my head, really making me want to go to Australia when I was a kid and surf those waves. And this is the lead singer of Men at Work, Colin Hay, doing an acoustic version.
Lying like John, not a lot to say. I said to the man, are you trying to tempt me? Because I come from the land of plenty. He said, oh, do you come from a land down under? Oh yeah, yeah, women glow and men blunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. We are living in a land down under. Oh yeah, yeah. Women glow and men plunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Randy Faber back with you here at KX93.5 as part of their Takeover Week. We are here to raise funds for the radio station, so call in if you want to talk on air. Number is 715-5936. If you don't want to talk on air, call the office and maybe Monica will talk to you. 715-4859. You can also donate online on their website. And I have to give a couple shout-outs. Number one, I got a let Leah, my lovely lady, and our two-year-old daughter, Caden, who are listening at home, we're dedicating this hour to you guys. Thanks for all the support. I wouldn't be where I'm at currently without you two. Also want to shout out to my buddy, Curly, Alexander Carter. I don't know if you saw, I did a little promotion of the hour on my Instagram and Facebook, and Curly did the little design for me. He's a graphic designer here in town. His name's Your Design Bro. So if you need some work, hit up Curly at Your Design Bro. And from there, we're going to go into our next song, which I'm going to dedicate this to Tim Fly because I know he loves Depeche Mode. And this is I Just Can't Get Enough, which was a song in a video when I was younger that was a surf contest down in San Diego, a three-part series called the Hang Ten Grand Prix. And it was the first time I got to see my favorite surfer, Mark Occhialupo, surf. So this song's always just stuck with me. And here we go with Just Can't Get Enough.
Shining down for me. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Just like a rainbow, you know you set me free. And I just can't get enough. And I just can't get enough. You're like an angel.
Okay, we are back with Brandy Faber at KX93.5. Call in 715-5936. The phones have been a little quiet since our buddy Ron Sizemore called. So we need to up the donations. I think we're up to about 450. What's the leader of the Silver Tongue at right now, dollar-wise?
Like 3,000.
3,000. So I'm a little behind, guys. However, if you donate $500, I'm going to donate a case of my purple corduroy red siren to you. So let's get those phones lit up, or go online and donate right online on KX935's website. And on that note, I'm just going to plug some of our local accounts here, because this is what we're doing today. This is local supporting local businesses. And, you know, I want to thank some local businesses that support myself and our little wine company, Purple Corduroy. So if you guys are out and about, go get a glass at Diz's, the new hotel in North Laguna, Hotel Joaquin, La Serena, Laguna Beach Beer Company, Laguna Beach Brewery and Grill, the Seahorse Lounge, Oak, The Cliff, Solani. And then if you want to buy a bottle at a retail location, go down to the Abbey Liquor Store in South Laguna and support locals, all local businesses. So great cause here in town. And support the radio station by calling in 715-5936. And our next song is by a band. Some of you may have heard of them. One of the guys happens to have been born and raised here in Laguna. His name's Taylor Hawkins. And I got some funny stories about Taylor. You know, when we were listening to all these surf tunes as kids, we were down at Hakama, and Taylor's a few years younger than me, and he used to buy my old surfboards. And, of course, it comes full circle that Taylor joins one of the best bands in the world, the Foo Fighters, and happens to be playing this song to my favorite surfer. Those boards that Taylor bought that I mentioned, they were identical copies of Mark Occalupo's surfboards. Billabong stickers, Peak wetsuit stickers, and Rusty, shaped by Rusty Priesendorfer. And this next song, My Hero, is a live version from the Pantages Theater that the Foo Fighters played. And it was also featured in Billabong's 1988 documentary, the comeback movie for Mark Occalupo. Here we go.
Take those pictures down, check it out. Truth or consequence, say it aloud. Use that evidence, race it around. Thank you.
Okay, Brandi Faber back. KX93.5. Sounds like we got a caller, but Tyler wouldn't tell me who it is, so it must be a surprise guest. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Debbie Faber.
Debbie Faber. How do I know you?
Who's that? I don't know. From long ago, maybe we met, I think, about 48 years ago.
Oh, Mom, you're totally busting me and giving me away, as moms do. So I don't know if you are listening to this, to the music we're playing, but a lot of these songs were actually on a mixtape that were in the Vanagon. My mom had a Volkswagen Vanagon that became mine when I was 16, and I used to drive all my other bros up and down the coast going surfing and playing these songs while we'd go surf.
And some of those songs are my most favorite songs to this very day because you turned me on to them. And I used to drive the van up and down the coast with all your bros before you could drive the van legally.
You did, but we did have to listen to a lot of Rod Stewart at that time.
Well, you know, you gotta give Mom a little something too, right?
Of course. Like that time we saw Sean Thompson in the parking lot at Rincon and you about melted to the ground.
Be still my heart.
Sean Thompson was a world champion surfer and we happened to run into him when we were Groms, and I think my mom had a little crush on him. Well,
and
Mom,
there was another famous guy we met at, I think, on the steps at Salia. He was coming up from surfing and everyone said, that's so-and-so, but I don't remember who it was, honey, but he was famous.
Well, we'll just have to let that one lie.
Right on.
But so you donated $100 and I got to give you two bottles of wine, or?
Well, you can pass on the wine because you give it to me for free anyhow, right?
Pretty much.
Right on. Well, okay, well, I look forward to drinking those two bottles with you, okay?
Okay, thanks for calling in and thanks for donating, Mom.
Okay, love you, honey.
Love you too, bye.
Bye.
Aren't moms the best? Yeah. So my mom works at Chicago Title there on Thalia. So if you guys do happen to need title or escrow, my mom's there. I'm also a realtor myself with the Berkshire Hathaway office down by the Montage. So between the Fabers, we got you covered on your real estate transactions here in town. So give us a call. And while you're on the phone, why don't you call into the studio right now at 715-5936 and make a donation. If you didn't hear earlier, for every $50 donation, I will donate a bottle of my Red Siren Zinfandel. And if you want to up the game a little bit and donate $500, which we have yet to have, so I'm calling out all those deep pockets out there because I know you're out there listening, guys. Come on, someone crack that $500 donation for me and put me over the top at $1,000 for the day, and I will drop a case of Red Sirens in on your doorstep. You will not be bummed on the exchange. So from there, our next song is by a gentleman named Joe Jackson. And this song, which is Look Sharp, was featured in a really influential movie. It was 1983's Off the Wall 2. And when you're a kid, we got to see this new Californian like pro surfer merge, and it was led by Tom Kern. Sean Thompson, who we just talked about, was living here from South Africa. He was featured in the movie with Davey Smith and Kim Merrig and a bunch of other people. And they just drove up and down the coast of California, and all I knew was Thalia Street and Oak Street. And then you get to see Rincon and Sandspit and all these other incredible waves. And I made my mom pack up that Vanagon and drive us up the coast and surf some of them. So here we go with Joe Jackson, Look Sharp.
Drops start to fall. the wall. Tell me I should know you never were my kind of woman. And tell me we were fools to fall.
Okay, Brandy Faber back here with you on KX93.5 as part of their takeover week. It sounds like we got another caller. Tyler, who we got? Who's on the phone?
Hey, Brandy, Dave Voss. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Voss? How are you?
Hey, just calling in to donate to one of my favorite bros in Laguna.
That's awesome. I really appreciate when my bros step up and support, you know, what we're all doing, because we all try to support our bros, right?
Absolutely. Hey, I only have one question, buddy.
Did I surf today?
That's one of the questions, but that's not the question.
Okay, what's the question?
The question I have is, I'm more than willing to donate regardless of your answer, but what I wanted to know is, rather than getting the bottle of LPR, the wine, I would much rather get one Set Wave. If that's possible, I will definitely donate.
That is definitely possible. I'll make sure that Robert and Brandon aren't in the water that day, and we'll clear the lineup for you, and it'll all be yours. And, man, we really appreciate you donating $500 for that case.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. I appreciate what you do, Brandy. It's a great contest, great event, and love to keep it local, buddy.
Thanks, boss, for calling in. So what was your donation, by the way?
$50.
$50, perfect. Bottle of wine for you and Jessica to enjoy. As you know.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks, bud. See
you. Okay, guys. We need some more callers. We're creeping up towards 1,000. Now that I'm more than halfway there, I'm getting kind of excited. I really want to get over that. I don't know if I'll get over the Silver Tongue Award of 3,000 for the day, but we can still try. We got about another 25 minutes, and please call in at 715-5936 or go online to kx935.com. And I think just click on that KX95 takeover button. From there, we're going to move to our next song. This song was originally performed by the Talking Heads in a surf movie that I remember so vividly. It was called Quicksilver's The Performers. It came out in 1984, and it happened to be just all the best surfers in the world. It was filmed on the North Shore of Hawaii, and we would just go into Laguna Surf and Sport and make EJ burn that thing over and over on the VCR. And this version is an acoustic version by a guy named Kishi Bashi, and it's called This Must Be the Place.
Where I want to be, pick me up and turn me round. I feel numb. Born with a weak heart, so I guess I must be half hard. The less we say about it, the better. Make it up as we go along. Feet on the ground, head in the sky. It's okay, I know nothing wrong. Nothing. Hey, oh, you got plenty of time. Hey, oh, got light in your eyes. I know you're standing here beside me. I love the passing of time. Never for money, always for love. I'm already there. I come home. She lifted up her wings. I guess that this must be the place. I can tell one from another. Did I find you or you find me? There was a time before we were born. If someone asked, this is where I'll be. Where I'll be.
Okay, Brandi Faber back here with you on KX93.5 as part of Takeover Week. Please call in 715-5936. I'm still looking for that big $500 donation for a case of wine. And on that note, I'm also a realtor here in Laguna. And as the realtor community, we have a big event coming up that's put on by our local Laguna Board of Realtors. It's called the Taste for Charity. I'm sure you'll be hearing about it more on the radio station here as it gets closer, but it is coming up. Mark your calendars for Wednesday, April 24th, and it is at Tivoli 2. So be on the lookout for that. It's a great way that our local real estate community tries to raise funds for some local, local charities. From there, we're going to move into our next song, which appeared in Billabong's 1987 Surfing the Summer, and it played in the opening segment. And as a young Californian American surfer, it was my first taste of seeing what Australian surfers, young Australian surfers, my contemporaries were doing down there. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, we're used to surfing waves like Salt Creek. That was our big exotic wave when you're 14 years old. And all of a sudden, we got to see this 14-year-old kid named Jason Buttonshaw, a.k.a. Butto, just explode on screen at waves like Kira and Duranba to this song by TSOL, Flowers by the Door. We'll be right back.
leave them by the door. Leave them by the door.
Okay, Brandy Faber, back at you here on KX93.5. One of my favorite songs there by TSOL, a local band here out of California. So we need more donations. Bottom line, I think we're up to about $5 or $6.50 during my hour, and I want to get to 1,000. So call in 715-5936 or go to KX93.5.com and hit the KX Takeover button. And a couple other things I wanted to talk about is, number one, thanks to everyone who's donated so far. And if you don't know me, I'm also the contest director of the Brook Street Surfing Classic. It's the oldest contest in the world. And part of what I've been trying to do for quite a few years now is preserve the history of the oldest surf contest here in town. And I know there's people out there that I haven't talked to yet, or it's been a while. And I would love to see if you have any old history relating to the contest, old t-shirts, old photos, old videos, old trophies, just anything. We'd love to preserve it for future. And we have a phone call. All right. Someone's listening. Who are we talking to?
Hey, bro, amigo, it's your bro, Slide Diggity Dog.
Oh, Supersonic Slide Diggity Dog. I'm sure you guys have heard Sly Dog many times give the surf report here on KX93.5. Sly, I got your text, and, unfortunately, there's no Colt on my set list today, but many great times driving down to Oceanside, Blair and the Colt, getting ready to surf the North Jetty at the harbor.
I was loving the stories with your mom and the van again, and just remembering those good old days, like when we were all just scrounging our lunch money together, and we had to give it to you to get a ride down to Oceanside and stuff, to get our surf on, which is totally great because, gas money and everything. Love stopping after some fish and chips afterwards, right in the Oceanside Harbor. You would be feasting with all of the gas money and stuff and flicking French fries at us and stuff. It was good times, bro.
Oh, those were good times, Sly. We better get Mongo and head on over to Noggles and get that that strawberry milkshake. So I guess you're calling in to donate, right?
Yeah. I was going to donate $500 worth of a new t-shirt designed for the KX93.5.
All right. Tyler says, okay. He's going to figure out how to monetize that. And
But I'll also donate $50 too.
Oh, that's awesome. And by the way, you're also donating a bottle of wine to yourself, because Sly Dog's my partner in Purple Corduroy. He did all the art for us. If you guys haven't seen the label, all the donors out there, you're going to get a bottle of wine from Sly Dog and my company, Purple Corduroy, and Sly Dog's our creative director.
Well, I'll also donate my bottle of wine to Tyler and Monica too, for a little congratulations as well for their recent wedding ceremony down there at the LBC City Finest.
Well, I also kind of just got informed that you might just be donating that bottle to Tyler, since Monica can't drink right now. Right?
Oh, yeah. I kind of heard some of that news already.
So congrats to Tyler and Monica.
Sly Dog, I just want to say real quick, dude, and thank you for donating the new t-shirt design, because the Jimmy head is the single most requested thing that we've ever put on sale here, which was your OG t-shirt design, was the Jimi Hendrix head with the KX sunglasses. So it will live on forever, and we'll see what you come up with next.
I love that one too. And yeah, we got some fine ideas cooking in the Sly brain over here. So
I love the Sly brain.
We'll have some fun with it for sure.
All right, Sly brain, get back to creating. I'm going to dedicate this next song to you, which is by Concrete Blonde, which I know you love. And it was featured in Billabong's 1990 movie called Pump. And as a young surfer, and I'm sure for you too, Sly Dog, is the first time I got to see a wave called St. Lou on Reunion Island.
Oh, yeah.
The perfect left with Aki just smashing the thing to pieces. We watched that thing over and over.
we're goofy foots like Aki. So yeah, all those lefts around the world, we'll see you soon.
All right, bro. This is God is a Bullet by Concrete Blonde.
All right, that's great work. You.
Okay, Brandy Faber back here with you on KX93.5. We just did a little twofer there. That last song was by the Hoodoo Gurus, and it was called I Want You Back. That was featured in a movie when I was younger called Beyond Blazing Boards. And what was so cool about these movies and everything that was coming out at that time when we were kids is it turned us on to new music. That was an Australian band, and we'd never heard them before. They weren't getting airplay over here in America. And, you know, we went and found that CD at Tower Records, which is no longer in existence, and played it in the van again almost every day down to Oceanside. So my time is just about up here, but you still have a Hail Mary attempt at one last call to donate at 715-5936. And one thing I do want to say to Tyler and Monica, thanks for having me today. It's been an awesome time and experience, and thanks to everyone who's donated. I've been listening a lot this week, and it's a really cool way to get to know other people in town that you might not know on a personal level and get to hear the music that they like. I think that gives a lot of insight into what kind of people they are, and I really do appreciate it, and it's been a lot of fun. And my last song was featured in a movie that Quicksilver put out in 1987 called Mad Wax. And I was working at Laguna Surf and Sport at that time, and we used to watch this video every day. And it had a guy named Ross Clark Jones who was, you know, a surfer, but moonlighting as a window washer. And he stumbled upon this magical wax formula. And, you know, he would make this wax and it'd transport you to any break that you wanted. So that is where this song comes from, and it's by Ganga Jang, and it's called Distraction. Oh, we got a call. We're going to get a last call. Okay. Who's calling? Hello? Okay. Well, we're going to roll into our last song here by Ganga Jang called Distraction.
So good.